Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Receive 10% off your first order. Use the code PHARMACY10.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Todd Yuri coming at you. I tell you what, I have had a special relationship with a pharmacist, someone who helps to transform other people's lives. Professionals out there, someone who means a lot to me, that's a friend from the great state of Pennsylvania, go Pittsburgh, Wexford, Pennsylvania, Dr. Christina Tarantola. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you so much. And what an introduction. Wow. Woohoo, go Stellars.
That's right, Stellars. You know, you and I have known each other for how long now? Like 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, probably 2016 when I first moved here. Yep.
Yep. Saw your picture in the Post Gazette and was excited that you were a pharmacist, because anybody that's a pharmacist that's in Pittsburgh, for God's sakes, I got to know. And what's really interesting is our careers in healthcare and yours beyond healthcare have really started touching people in a special way. And I'm proud of what you've built, but there's lots of people out there who really don't know Christina Tarantola like I do. So I almost have to pretend like we don't know you so that our listeners can actually get a little bit of your background before we really talk about something that's very special. You're actually coming up with an event that's going to be happening in March called the Ascension Event, which is very special, about transforming people to getting them to the next level in their lives. And you're so passionate about this. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Christina Tarantola.
Oh boy, that would be a few books, but I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. So you'll probably hear from my accent, I'm from Long Island. So that comes out right away. Coffee, whenever Todd. I say coffee.
Coffee.
Todd makes great coffee,
I
by the way.
Coffee.
That special blend. But so I actually went to St. John's, that's my alma mater, and you know, my dad was a pharmacist, my uncle, there's so many people, you know, my sister. I come from a pharmacy family, so it was just a natural next step for me to, you know, have a pharmacy career, you know, and I love to help people. It was just something I knew immediately that I wanted to do. So as I was, you know, going throughout pharmacy school, I started to see that I actually wanted to pursue a residency. And so my dad had a, you know, community pharmacy. I worked for him for a really long time. And I wound up doing a residency in community pharmacy, where I really just learned a lot about not only how to own a business and how to run a community pharmacy, but also so much personally. And at that time, I was going through an eating disorder called night eating syndrome, a lot of anxiety. I had a falling out with my family. There was just a lot that happened that year. It was 2012. And I actually went through my own personal transformation journey that started in 2012. But as I was going through that residency, I started to see patterns. And that's really my specialty, is I really take notice of what people are wanting, what's blocking people, how to help them get out of their own way, essentially. And I started to see that a lot of these patients I was serving at the pharmacy were struggling with a lot of similar things that I was at the time. So, you know, self-doubt or anxiety. And that was, for them, it led to physical disease. And so I always was really interested in healing and helping people to transform, to shift, and to allow those old patterns to be released. And, you know, I'll get to that in a little bit. But as I went on in my journey, I, you know, grew my own business. I actually started to go to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I really became fascinated with how to heal the body through nutrition. And, you know, fast forward up until probably, what was it, 2018, I really became fascinated in hypnosis. So just really cutting it short and kind of condensing the whole story, I went through a lot of my own personal struggles. And I actually wrote about them in my first book, Revealing Your Inner Radiance. And so it really became my passion to help other women to get out of their own way, release old patterns of self-doubt. You know, a lot of women that I work with have limits around unworthiness or shame or guilt. So I love to help women to really release what's blocking them so they can embody, I call it your quantum queen. So it is the highest version of yourself that you know you can step into. There's just something getting in the way. So in short, that's really been my journey through, you know, going through my own eating disorder and anxiety and different things, and really seeing a need for healing in the pharmacy space. So I was actually a health coach first, and that was really something that I loved. I love to help people individually in groups. I obviously love to speak because I'm just droning on here. But yeah, I just love to speak and really impact people through my story and through the techniques and tools for transformation that I've learned. So that's really what I love.
So there's 238,000 registered active pharmacists in the United States right now, 23,000 plus independently owned community pharmacies. About 60% of those pharmacists are women. In my opinion, as someone who loves pharmacy, I belong here. I'm an advocate. I'm your biggest fan. I believe in what pharmacists can do for the patient's life from a medical perspective and medicine perspective, but bigger than that, what they can do from person to person. And what gets me excited about what you're doing, Christina, is you are acting at a time in the history of healthcare that needs this more than any other time in history of pharmacy. And the reason is we're going through a transformation in pharmacy that is going to impact thousands of pharmacists who are going to lose their job in the next 12 to 18 months, who are going to have to reinvent themselves over the next 12 to 18 months. And I just got done saying that 60%, if not more, of those 238,000 active pharmacists are women. Mm-hmm. What is holding them back from that community environment, which we need pharmacists in the community environment, to look into long-term care, to look into specialty, to look into holistic, to look into functional medicine, to be able to transform themselves and remove a barrier that's in front of them that's preventing them to do more as a pharmacist, but more than just a pharmacist, really touching other people. So this event that you're having in March, starting off with release, which is really today's episode, I want to bring you back to that theme so you can kind of set the stage for listeners thinking, wow, this is something that I want to look deeper into. What is that first phase of release? What's that mean?
Yeah. And so I think even before release, whenever I start working with someone, I feel like a lot of pharmacists that I talk to and a lot of women in general, they have this big vision of the person that they want to be. And like I said, I call that the quantum queen. And it is really the highest version of how you see yourself moving, thinking, operating out in the world. And so I always start with the vision. What is it that you want? And I feel like a lot of pharmacists don't even know that this coaching business is a possibility. And I feel like once you know it's possible and you can have that as your vision, then it's about, okay, how do we actually start to release the patterns, i.e. fear, self-doubt, all of these things that get in the way from our previous conditioning. We're conditioned from birth to age 7 with all of our basic subconscious blueprint. And so a lot of the releasing work is around going into that subconscious, which is 95% of everything we do every day, and reprogramming. So, for example, if someone grew up constantly feeling like their voice didn't matter or their feelings didn't matter, then when they go to build a business, all of those old patterns are going to come up in the form of resistance or self-sabotage, and they'll numb themselves out through food or whatever their drug of choice is, or they might procrastinate. And all of these patterns come out because your body wants to stay safe. That's ultimately the goal of the subconscious, is to really help you stay in a safe environment. So when you're stretching yourself to, you know, owning a business for the first time, your subconscious mind freaks out in a way, and it doesn't know how to navigate all of these new experiences and how you're stretching yourself into that identity of your quantum queen. So a lot of the transformation work that I do with women is holding the loving space for them, first and foremost, of holding their vision and saying, yes, this is possible for you, and then looking deeper into some of these blocks that are preventing them from actually taking the first step even to making this a reality. Because I feel like, I know that people who are listening out there, and I know that you've felt this too, maybe you're working at a community pharmacy or you're working somewhere, and in your gut, you know that there's something else out there that you're meant to be doing. You just don't know what the first step is. So I feel like that's a lot of what the barriers are from women actually stepping out and starting to do work like this that can really make a big impact on a lot of patients and clients that they serve.
So I had confidence issues when I was younger. I worked in telecom for the first 12 years of my professional life and noticed that I had, which is known as a closing issue, closing the business. Mm-hmm. And it was based on my confidence of myself. So I still trip over confidence. I never feel like what I've done or accomplished is enough. Mm-hmm. And I always have to go to the next thing to prove it, it's almost like a drug. Like you said, it's a drug.
Yeah.
My drug of choice is success. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that what I succeeded at yesterday or in November is now resident in today in December of 2019. And I'm looking at 2020. What am I going to be successful in? What am I going to accomplish in 2020 to prove to myself that I'm, you know, successful and that I have
enough.
The confidence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm addicted to that. And I see that as a barrier to getting to my next level. Because if you asked me, well, what's your end game? My end game is to uphold and elevate the pharmacy professional in multiple sectors of what is healthcare and pharmacy, to do more for patients that can be done by them standing off by themselves. Which, when you described this program, it seriously got me excited, because this first sector of what we're describing, what's going to take place at the Ascension event in March, is the release factor. And that's something that I need, and it's something that you need. You know you need it. You're listening to this right now. You're driving to work. You're stressed out. You know you have 300, 600, 900 prescriptions to get through. You're dealing with a tech issue. You're dealing with an employment issue. Your supervisor's on you. Something's happening that you need to release as a healthcare provider, as a pharmacist, as someone who can touch your patient in a way that no one else can. You're seeing your patient 10 times more than the physician seeing it. So, Christina, what is the first stage in something that we can do today through meditation, through prayer, through something that we can help the pharmacist that's listening now? It doesn't matter, a man, a woman, you know, whatever, wherever you're at, let's meet them where they are to help them release today as a small exercise, as a preface to our next episode, which will be coming out in January, and then we'll have another one in February to prepare us for this Ascension event.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and you actually hit on it. So whenever we are stressed out, in essence, your body is inflamed. And so there's this inflammation response. I call it, you know, being in survival mode. when you're thinking certain thoughts, stressful thoughts that lead to stressful emotions, increase cortisol, it actually affects your gene expression. And that's a lot of what I teach. And I mirror a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, and he talks a lot about quantum physics, and we'll probably go into that in the next episode. I'll keep it really basic, but it's just fascinating to see the work that he's doing around transformation and how, you know, the thoughts that you think impact the emotions you feel. So even just becoming aware of your state, how you're holding your body. Are you shrugging your shoulders? Are your shoulders up near your ears right now as you're listening to this, right? Stress has a picture to it. It's physical. And so when you are becoming more aware and more present to these patterns that are embedded in your subconscious, you actually probably operate the same way every day, right? So you get up, you have a cup of coffee, you brush your teeth or whatever order that is, you pet the dog, you know?
Yep.
And so a lot of...
You just described my morning, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I have
so
three puppies.
I'm psychic.
I'm grabbing Lucy. She's a release for me. She literally... Yeah. She's our youngest of the three. And she reminds me of my daughter, who's youngest of the three. And she helps me release stress in the morning. Because there will be times where I'm like, oh, today, you know, oh my Lord, today is going to be, you know, stressful. I got to get... Mm. And I grab her. And it's amazing how animals kind of touch us that way.
Mm, my Penny.
Your Penny. You have a little puppy too.
Yeah. She's a little dachshund, 9 pounds. So yeah, I would just say to become more aware of the thoughts that you're thinking. Meditation is such a great tool. I use the Insight Timer. I recommend it to everybody because it's the type of tool that you can actually go in and adjust. You know, if you want to meditate for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, do you want guided? Do you want just music? Anything that you could think of, and it's a free app. So the Insight Timer is just a great place to start to just become more aware of these automatic behaviors that we get into on a daily basis that run our lives.
So let's talk about the event real quick. So March 20th through 22nd, it's a weekend. It's in Sedona, Arizona, which is absolutely transformational. Christina and I were talking before we started about how seriously special Arizona is. And I shared with Christina a quick story about walking on a rock path in my bare feet and just kind of like absorbing what was around me. So I think the venue is going to be amazing. Listeners listening now, how do they reach out to you in the interim? We're in December. That's the holiday season. That brings certain levels of stress. But in the interim between now and the event in March, talk to our listeners of how to reach out to you if they wanted to talk to you before that event.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you can just honestly friend me on Facebook. Christina Tarantola. Last name is Tarantola. Nice Italian last name. And or you could, you know, go to my website, enlightenedwellnesspa.com. And, you know, I would just love to talk to you and see, you know, what your vision is, what you're looking to build, what's on your heart for 2020. And yeah, I would just love to connect with you.
So this is the first of three of our podcasts dedicated to the Ascension event. You will have access to Christina in the show notes. Christina at enlightenedwellnesspa.com is the actual email address that will be in the show notes. Christina, thank you so much for being with us. I'm wishing you a happy holiday, a happy new year coming up, and can't wait to talk to you on the next episode.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.